Joining me is Ashley King, a cosmochemist here at the museum. Ashley, here we are, looking at an image of Neptune and its moon Triton. And I guess the first thing that one would notice is the deep blue color.
Yeah, so that blue color comes from the methane within the gaseous envelope that's around Neptune. So Neptune is one of the gas giants, and it has this huge atmosphere made up mainly of hydrogen and helium that we think is left over from the formation of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago. But also within that, there's a small amount of methane that reflects the blue light from the sun and gives it this sort of bluey tinge in this picture.
It actually looks quite peaceful, but we know it's not. We know that there are massive storms.
Yeah, it has these huge storms on it. So there are storms on there that are similar to the size of the Earth, and it has these really, really fast winds, sort of twice the speed of sound, that are whipping around it.
So this image, which was captured by the Voyager spacecraft, would have been beamed back from the edge of the solar system. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just mind-blowing to think of those distances.
Yeah, so the data from Voyager took about 4 hours or so to get back to the Earth. And so what you have to remember is Neptune is a long, long way from the sun. So the distance from the Earth to the sun is about 150 million kilometers, and we can call that one astronomical unit. The distance to Neptune is 30 astronomical units. That's 4.5 billion kilometers away from the sun.
My understanding is that it wasn't always at that distance. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. So we used to think that all the planets formed in their current orbital positions around the sun. So within the last sort of 10, 20 years or so, we now understand that Neptune's heavier than what we would predict for a planet at that distance from the sun. And so there have been these models to actually explain that. And so we think Neptune maybe formed closer to the sun and then migrated through the disk over time.